this is Wade Guthrie with the Chief Organizer's Report. More and more on pernicious voter suppression. This is a warning in the new year. I'm obsessed with stopping voter suppression as we count down the months and days to the election in November. Besides my general obsession, I'm especially focused on the efforts behind closed doors, so to speak, and the warrants and cubbyholes of Secretary of State voter files are managed and maintained. One of my recurring nightmares after 5 decades of work registering voters, particularly among low and moderate income families, is that many of our efforts to bring new voters to the front door are being lost as nameless data crunchers eliminate voters through the back door through purges and other mechanisms. Reading Andrew Coburn's piece in the recent Atlantic called Election Bias, the New Playbook for Voter Suppression, added more logs to my fire. Much of this letter from Washington repeated the litany of recent examples of voter purges in Georgia, Wisconsin, and elsewhere. He started his piece, though, with a story about the Tennessee Black Voter Project. They claimed to have registered 90,000 largely African-American new voters in the spring of 2018. They had to endure the usual obstacles of rejection, but past that, the Secretary of State became the leader of the Republican band in the legislature to make it harder to register new voters in Tennessee by putting mass registration drives under state control and to criminalize voters in Tennessee by making any mistakes a criminal violation. The bill imposed heavy fines for any group that turned in multiple incomplete applications, mandated severe penalties for failing to submit registration forms to election officials within 10 days of being signed by the applicant, and require any person registering voters to receive official certification and government-administered training. In short, the usual menu of obstacles to successful registration drives. Fortunately, a Tennessee district judge threw it out. What caught my eye especially, though, was not all of this harassment, but one of the key organizers being quoted as not knowing which of their residents successfully got through the process and which didn't. This is exactly one of the aims of our Voter Purge Project, a partnership of Acorn International, the American Voter Project, and Labor Neighbor Research and Training Center. Using our database processing, this would be an easy query and match that we could do for them, except for one thing that gets less attention and that Coburn didn't cover. To get the voter list and check on success versus failure, and who might have been purged correctly or falsely, would take $2,500, and to monitor it throughout a year would mean $2,500 times 12 months or $30,000. Tennessee doesn't want anyone without deep, deep pockets to be able to see how they are handling the voter list or their database. The general theme of Coburn's piece, the critique of the Tennessee Black Voter Project and scores of other efforts throughout the South and the rest of the country, is not just voter suppression, but a concerted effort to deny voters on par with the systemic policies that the civil rights movement sought to address. Might as well tell it like it is, and it's pure grade evil and crosses the line of what should be permissible in a democracy, period. This is Wade Brasky for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.